Hi, this is Dixit from Michelle Spruce, MICHELLESPRUCE, date of services 1/26/2022, date of accident 2/20/2021, date of birth is 8/9/51. The patient, Michelle Spruce, presents here for a follow-up evaluation. She was initially injured a year ago on 2/20/2021 as a restaurant driver, where she hit an ice pack and car spin in the median. The car was total. This accident caused her car to be completely total and the airbag hit into her face and chest, leading to headache without any TBI symptoms. After losing the control, she hit the median. And this, in fact, caused her pain in the right side of the neck, right shoulder, and lower back to the tune of 7. The pain has still continued. She reports a pain in the coccyx area or the tailbone area. At the bottom, she is unable to sit on a flat surface. She has a cramp in both legs and possibly a reduction of the pain from lower back to the leg is reported. And these cramps are significant. There is no swelling or blood clotting issue that has been checked. No human sign is positive. Sorry, human sign is not positive bilaterally. And there is no tenderness in the gastrocnemius muscle. The pains are mostly varying from 6 to 8 with the 50% pains have been resolved, reported relief due to the various treatments, and ADLs only affected in that area of sleep, which is 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. System review, patient reports in neurologist like headaches with lack of balance, anxiety, depression, but denies any dizziness, vertigo, denies any vision disturbance, double vision, blackouts, seizures, no history of loss of memory or confusion or disorientation is reported. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the left ankle and foot, and pain in the lower back is reported, and stiffness in the neck is reported, along with decreased range of motion of the right shoulder. There is a stiffness in the right shoulder. The GI known nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GI, there is no incontinence, the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble, breathing, testing, coughing, shortness, or breath. In last 30 days, the pain level is the same. The patient denies any changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma, current pain medication, salinol, with codeine. Substantially, none is reported except marijuana she is using for pain relief. Compliance with sleep patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 112 over 74, pulse is 96, pulse ox 99, temperature 96.7. So the physical examination will be from previous visit of 1/7/2022, dictation number 0108-095. Please use the general review, musculoskeletal exam, and extremities examination. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is as follows. The patient should continue pain medication, Tylenol with coding number 3, every 12 hours for 15 days only, 30 tablets for help with the pain. After reviewing the match and the laboratory, she has been referred to a podiatrist for taking care of the ankle pain and calcaneus fracture that she suffered from the car accident. MRI for cervical spine, lumbar spine, and left shoulder is being ordered so that we can identify the correct pathology and institute the correct treatment plan. The physical therapy will continue and that was fine on the last visit at 2 times per week due to severe spasm of paraspinal muscles and that is outside, as well as the focus will be on lower back with shoulder and ankle foot and sacroiliac joint. With chest massage, aquatherapy, disability will continue. Patient will be seen in 15 to 20 days time. Thank you.